It is time to go beyond the playbook. With us this morning once again, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Bills 7-7, and they, believe it or not, still have some chance at the playoffs. But, of course, they have the Dolphins coming in tomorrow. What about a play it all out for us? There's slim hopes. How does this all play together?
Spoken like a true Buffalonian, Jay. Still some chance left.
Some.
Yeah, their chances are slim. To say they're slim, certainly generous. According to the New York Times playoff simulator, the Bills' playoff chances are 1% headed into this weekend. So bust out your thesaurus, find the most extreme synonym for slim, and that's what the Bills are looking at this weekend. But since we're here, I broke down the clearest lottery ticket the Bills are clinging to headed into this weekend.
Okay.
So for the weekend, most obviously, they need to beat the Dolphins. Anything else can happen in pretty much any other game with two exceptions. The Bengals must go on the road and beat the Texans, and the Steelers have to beat the Ravens at home. Even if the Bills win, if just one of those other games doesn't work out, the Bills' 2016 season is officially over. So they'll have been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Now, if both of those games do fall their way, we got a whole another ball of following week. The Bills will still be holding their breath as the roulette wheel spins, as they'll need to win against the Jets in the final week and have five games go their way to get into the playoffs. This is certainly a scenario that Bills fans have become well acquainted with over the last two decades. But hey, this is Buffalo. If fans don't have hope, just hasn't been a whole lot else to get behind. So, but I suspect even the most optimistic of fans is going into this weekend's game with a sense of a jaded resignation, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that is definitely the case, what we've heard over the last couple of weeks for sure. And now we play that all in to the fact that the game tomorrow is going to be taking place as Christmas Eve activities are beginning. You know, what about that? How do you see things playing out on the field?
Yeah, I'm expecting a pretty small and indifferent crowd, as I just don't see people sticking around for long. I'm reminded of the last Bills home game on Christmas Eve. It was 2011, when the Bills were already eliminated from the playoffs and fighting to get to 7-9. They blew out the Tim Tebow-led Broncos in front of a stadium that looked half full at best. After seeing the attendance and atmosphere against Cleveland last week, I'd expect some of the most loyal fans will be choosing extended family and the likelihood for at least one uncomfortable political conversation with that aunt or uncle who has the latest and ill-informed political breaking news over Bills football. Not that I would know anything about that, but for those who do pick the game over all that fun, expect the Bills defense to be their focus. They're going to have to redeem themselves after the first game against Miami, when Dolphins running back Jay Ajayi shredded them for 218 yards rushing in Miami's win. And given Coach Rex Ryan being on the hottest of hot seats, the pressure is going to be on for the defense to be well prepared and with a much better game plan and an even better performance. And on offense, well, it might be Tyrod Taylor's last home game as a Bill, but given the lack of options for next season, I've said it before, I'll say it again, while I think they should absolutely move on, it wouldn't shock me if the Bills brought him back, but for much less money. So this is going to be one of his last attempts at any sort of impression.
All right, so you mentioned a couple of key figures there. You mentioned the head coach, you mentioned the starting quarterback, and let's now look to the future just a little bit of them and some of the other key players at One Bills Drive.
Yeah, the team's absolutely underperformed this season. I think everyone would agree with that. And the best chance for all those involved is going to be for the Bills to have one of their best all-around games of the season on Sunday if they want to have any shot in returning. And they can't use injury as an excuse, as almost everyone will be back for a healthy roster. So this is going to be quite a 2017 audition. And those on the hot seats are, as I mentioned before, Rex Ryan in the defense, Tyrod Taylor in the passing game, but also Stephon Gilmore. He's going to have one last push to show he's worth high-end money at cornerback as he heads into free agency. I think the Bills would be smarter to let him walk rather than devote top-five cornerback money to a guy who's inconsistently just shown up throughout the year. Lack of showing up. But I guess if he wants to come back for top-ten money, I think the Bills should consider it. While this game is likely going to lack meaningful on-field excitement or enthusiasm from the crowd, it has no shortage of intrigue for those like myself who are looking forward to evaluating players for next season. And while the Bills still have that longest of long shots at the playoffs, fans should keep an eye out for the players who mail in their performance on Saturday and those who go all out. Even though that's not likely going to matter, I always think identifying guys to build a strong identity around is certainly an evaluation opportunity and one that we're going to have on on Saturday tomorrow. So I hope with all that, everyone has a great Christmas weekend.
You too, Matt, and we'll talk to you again next week when we go Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.